Okay, look, hey, Esmeralda, look, can you believe what look what's happening? Can you see? Can you? It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good, he's back.
Hi, Skip.
Hi, guys. How's
hey.
It going?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Oh, you know how you know. Trip all right? Jet okay?
The trip was all right. We've been watching a lot of baseball.
Mm.
One of the nice things about the Jets is we go to all the playoff games.
Oh, you can just fly right
fancy.
To the playoff games.
Just go right to the games.
Yeah.
You just hover above the field?
Yep.
So you'll be heading to D.C. soon?
I actually jump in the blimp for that.
Oh.
So we fly to the field.
Right.
And then jump in the blimp.
And then jump in the blimp.
Yeah,
you and
sense.
Wink.
Goodyear was a sponsor on one of the game shows that I used to host.
Oh, so they owe you.
Yeah. They didn't actually pay me. They played me a blimp rides.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
wow,
how they paid you?
That's
now, do you also get free tires for your cars?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
The Michelin good. Man freaks me out. I don't understand where the
do
tires
do you have to take
end.
The tires from him?
Yeah. Yeah. Until the Michelin Man is out of tire, until he's gone.
Right.
Right.
And then you're just sad.
Then
you're,
there's,
like,
no, there's no tires
then
left.
Then what is he?
All right. Well, this is a pop-up video, and should we do the thing on with the thing? There it is, pop-up video based upon, of course, the VH1 show that was very, very popular for a time. And what the deal is, there's a card, and one side there are questions about a specific song/video. On the other side, there are, like, pop culture-related questions. We alternate between Esmeralda and myself on answering questions, and the person with the most correct answers at the end wins. Okay. All right, Skip, are we ready?
We shall begin.
All right.
Mr. Gigilio,
what happened?
Please provide us a line or two from Phil Collins' Studio.
There's a girl that's been on my mind all the time. Studio. Whoa. She don't even know my name, but I love her just the same. Studio. Whoa. Here. Yeah. Here she come. No, I'm done.
Well, I think the cat's found a new admirer.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. I know that song.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I would have gone the sledgehammer way. Just
Studio. Studio.
Yep.
Okay.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
What does Studio refer to?
That's it? I don't get any...
No. Although Mr. Gigilio actually did give you the answer.
Yeah, I was
in his
attention.
Lyrics. You were just so bowled over by his.
I was, well, the singing drowned my ears out. So, oh, gosh. It's about a feeling in your heart.
Close. A woman.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right. What's next?
At age 6,
yeah.
Phil appeared on stage as what accident-prone nursery rhyme character? At age 6, Phil...
What the hell?
At age 6, Phil appeared on stage as what accident-prone nursery rhyme character?
Is he one of the shoe kids?
I get Jack of Jack and Jill?
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, I was thinking a boy.
Yeah, me too. Well, he fell down the hill. Jack fell down the hill, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
Broke his crown, didn't he? No? Yeah.
Right.
They're all, I guess all of them.
Jack and Joe went up the hill. But didn't he kick something? Or he just
Each had a bucket of, he fell
tripped.
Down the hill.
I was thinking of the other one, the sticking his thumb in pops.
Yeah. And then there's also the kid jumping over the candle, and then it burns
right, that
his,
one, right?
Burns his butt.
Jack be Nimble?
Quick. That's Jack be Nimble, Jack be Quick.
And then doesn't he...
No, that's the...
Oh, then who's that kid?
Tom Thumb, I think.
No, no, no. Poor Pie. His name is Pie. There's a pie in his name.
Oh.
Sticks his thumb in the...
Wow, how original.
Little gonna... Jack Horner.
Little Jack Horner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sat Dead in the corner. Horner. Yeah.
Because he stuck his finger
I don't. I The only reason I know any of these is because of Andrew Dice Clay. That's the only...
Did you have to edit them in your
yeah,
mind?
Yeah, I did. Saying. Yeah, that's
for not saying them.
All right.
Esmeralda, what was Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford's other group called? What was Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford's other group called?
I don't know.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Okay.
They had a couple of big hits.
Okay.
They did. All right. Well, now what?
We are flipping.
Flipping. Time to flip. Flip it.
All multiple choice for you, kids.
Oh, look at that.
Good.
There you go.
Look at that. We got a chance, Esmeralda. We got a chance. All right.
Name is Spanish, the word name. Name is a Spanish. No, wait. This doesn't make any sense. Hang on a second.
Hang on. Skip. What's going on?
This card is. I'm sorry, Papa Video. This card is really weird. Okay. So the word name, N-A-M-E.
Yeah.
Is a Spanish word meaning A, yam, B, tell me, C, distraction, or D, name.
What?
Wait. Even I'm like, huh?
I think they're missing a tilde in here.
So wait, did they? Because we could hear that tilde in your voice.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm like.
So wait.
N-A-M-E. Name?
So what does that mean in Spanish?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Name is a Spanish word meaning A, yam, B, tell me, C, distraction, D, name.
You're on your own,
I'm going to say tell me.
That is incorrect.
What?
Yam.
Yam? Okay.
I don't.
You have some.
Never heard.
You
going
to have some names for Thanksgiving?
I've never heard. Well, no, I have sweet potatoes.
Okay. All right.
They can be interchangeable, though, right?
Yeah. No. That was fun. Okay.
No, I've never heard that. Maybe that might be Spanish.
Okay.
Like Spaniard Spanish.
Like Spaniards, not Cotillion, like Cotillion Spanish.
Yeah, they say weird things.
Oh, okay.
What? They do.
So what do the Spaniards think? They think you say weird things, too?
Probably.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's always with their thinking they're better than everyone.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of Jimi Hendrix's recording studio? A, Purple Haze Studios, B, Electric Ladyland, C, Upside Down Sound, D, Chipped Tooth Enterprises. What was the name of Jimi Hendrix's recording studio? A, Purple Haze Studios, B, Electric Ladyland, C, Upside Down Sound, D, Chipped Tooth Enterprises.
Upside Down?
That is incorrect.
Electric Ladyland.
Ugh. That's what I was going to say, but I thought that was too easy.
What's the question? What does that have to relate to? How the hell does Jimi Hendrix have anything to do with the studio? Studio.
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe. But
I was thinking lady.
Yeah, because the
about ladies.
Her question.
Oh, I see. About a woman. Okay. All right. It just, I don't know. Studio rhymes with studio, so I thought
it could be studio.
All right. It's 1-0, by the way. This is a thrilling episode. All right. Me now?
Yep.
All right.
Another multiple choice. Which word means egg-like?
What? Why am I getting definitions? What? All right.
A, ovine. B, ovonic. C, ova paparius. D, ovioid. Which word means egg-like? A, ovine. B, ovonic. C, ova paparius. D, ovoid.
I'm going to go with D.
You are correct.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right. One more. This is the last question.
Yes, thankfully.
Last question, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, which NFL team plays in a town called East Rutherford? A, the Rams. B, the Lions. C, the Giants. D, the Colts. What NFL team plays in a town called East Rutherford? A, Rams. B, Lions. C, Giants. D, Colts.
The Rams.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Giants.
Have been tough because they've actually moved twice.
They've moved twice, yeah. So
that's what confused me.
Is that what confused you?
I was like, wait a minute.
They've moved. They're not what? All right. 2-0, Esmeralda, after the first round. Esmeralda is down 2-0. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then more with Skip Skipley. And he's retiring right now, but hopefully he'll come back. And we're back. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your Morning Drive. And we are playing pop-up video. And look, it's Ezra Luke who came back from his 58,000th retirement. It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. Now, we have to get the cats ready. Mm-hmm. By the way, recap here. It's 2-0 me in an incredibly exciting Susudio questions. So 2-0, I'm up. And now we have to get the cats ready. They're all lined up outside. The floating cats are out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I see in the sports department, Dave has 6,000 cats this morning with him.
Wow.
And
keeping them warm.
He's ready to go, and he's got his cape and his hat on, and he's ready to go. And the cats are ready. So we're all prepared for Esmeralda to sing. And all right, Skip.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Duran Duran's Girls on Film.
Oh, okay. Girls on Film.
Oh, no.
Girls on Film.
Oh, God.
Girls on Film. Girls on Film. What? That's the chorus, isn't it?
2 minutes later, Girls on Film. There's more. There's a little more than just Girls on Film. Just so every time from this point on, are you just going to just say the title of the song over and over and over again?
I know the words. Other than the chorus.
We are reaching an interesting part of the thing where we're getting some very older songs produced many, many years before Esmeralda was born. So
that song was before you were born. Girls on Film was before you were born. But you still know it, though, right?
I know it. I've
never... Well, obviously. Didn't you hear her sing
the chorus? She knows the name of the song, evidently.
I've never taken the time to learn the lyrics.
It's a good song.
I know Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, well, we did that one already.
Rio.
Yeah.
But Girls on Film never
stuck. All right.
Okay. Except the chorus.
Clearly. Well, you didn't even get all the chorus right, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right, we put it, that's 2-1 now. All right. Yes?
Actors in this video are engaged in what type of Asian sport? Actors in this video are engaged in what type of Asian sport?
I'm trying to remember. I thought it took place in a boxing ring. Martial arts?
That is incorrect.
Sumo!
Oh, it's sumo wrestling. Mm-hmm. Right. I totally forgot about that. I just remember the naked girls. That's the only thing I remember about the video. There were naked girls in this video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only thing
sumo
I remember.
Sumo wrestling.
I don't care about that.
Esmeralda, the name Duran Duran comes from the 1967 movie Barbarella, which starred what, quote-unquote, girl on film?
Jane Fonda.
That is correct.
Okay, we're tied. You get a Barbarella question. All right.
I was about to yell, Barbarella!
This video was directed by Godley and Cream, who had the hit with what, quote-unquote, morphing video?
Cry.
That is correct.
Also, from the band 10cc. I'm not in love, but don't forget it. So that's them, Godley and Krem. They directed a ton of videos. They were hugely popular in the 80s, video directing. Yeah. You remember the video for Cry?
Nope.
It's a good video.
All multiple choice again for you guys.
Oh, we're on the flipped?
We are. We have flipped.
We have flipped!
Flip it with Skip.
That was the name of the game show. It was a good year.
Is that what the one was?
Mario Lopez, who started.
Wait, whose question is this?
This is Esmeralda.
I think that's good.
Mario Lopez, who played Slater on Saved by the Bell, starred in what TV movie about an Olympic diver?
Oh, so what's the name of the?
What's the name of the Olympic diver?
Oh, Greg Louganis.
You are correct.
What is that? Sport? No.
Because, well, I think in the video they're flipping around because they're sumo wrestling.
I just remember they're...
Because he's a diver.
Naked girls in it, that's all I remember.
He's flipping.
Okay.
What wrestler did Andy Kaufman get into a fight with?
Jerry Lawler.
All right. Esmeralda, what was Vinny Barbarino's female sweat hog friend? Was it A, Donna Washer, C, Carla Finelli, D, Karen Campanella, or D, Angie Golbowski?
Again, before she was born, man.
The Campanella.
That is incorrect. Angie Glababowski.
Oh. I've never seen him with... The episodes I have seen, I've never seen him with a lady.
Well, she's like a lady. Don't worry about it. You're not missing anything. I used to watch that show when I was a kid, and you go back and watch that show, and I said, that show sucks. That show is terrible. I loved it when I was a kid. I had a Sweat Hogs t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
That was the show that
did
I was
try
watching.
To feather your hair?
That's I did. Yeah, sure. That's the show I was watching, or when my dad goes, yeah, I'm sitting there, I remember this, I'm watching that show, mm-hmm. Welcome Back, Kotter, and I'm laughing, and my dad goes, listen, Sunday night at 10:30, I'm going to show you this show called Monty Python. Because he was so disgusted that I was laughing. I was laughing at him. Welcome back, Carter. My dad's
you
like,
have no taste.
That's why my dad turned me on to it. He saw me. He was disgusted by the fact that I was laughing at Welcome Back, Carter. And he went, son, this is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So,
final question.
Oh, no. Is it for me?
Yes.
Oh, I win anyway, but this we'll see.
Whatever.
Okay.
Which band cried 96 tears? Was it Paul Revere and the Raiders, Question Mark and the Mysterians, Manfred Mann, or the Dave Clark Five?
Question Mark and the Mysterians.
You are correct, sir.
And did you know that he actually changed his name legally to Question Mark?
I think so. He was on a Where Are They Now?
Yeah. He's on a bunch of Where Are They Now. Is he still alive? Is Question Mark still alive? I think he is. I think Question Mark is still alive. And then he did legally change his name to Question Mark.
Wait, now, did he change it to the words question mark or to the symbol?
You know, that's a good question.
Wikipedia says it's question, the actual written out.
Question mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is his first name Question?
His last name is Question.
His last name is Mark.
Interesting. All right. I would have gone with the symbol.
Okay, Prince.
What?
All right.
He would have been Prince. He would have been doing it before Prince.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I won 5-3. Mm. So there you go. But you know, I got it. I did have an advantage. You asked a question about Jerry Lawler, so I can't. You know, I'm not going to get that wrong.